5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. We're going to be joined by Bill Burnett. William Burnett had been the lieutenant colonel for Sheriff C.T. Woody and is now running to be the sheriff for the city of Richmond. And before we get to Bill, let me just share this with you quickly. The city of Richmond has now received a third notice of alleged violation from the Virginia Department of Health about the water, the Office of Drinking Water. Apparently, the city has now been accused of violating at least one of the state waterworks regulations. So we'll learn more, I guess, as it all plays out. But this is now the third time in the year 2025 that the city has been facing a water crisis. You hopefully heard Sheriff Antoinette Irving on at 3:35 this afternoon. She says she deserves to be reelected. Okay. William Burnett probably feels otherwise. I would imagine that's why he is running for sheriff, and he is joining us. William, Bill, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you again for having me on the show, Jeff. And I did listen to the conversation, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Well, you call it what you like. I came away sort of scratching my head and saying, but you've been in charge for 8 years. What did you take from what the sheriff had to say?
Well, the sheriff talked about all of these great measurements he had. I listened to her talk about the scanners and the searches and how they search inmates in the parking lots. And if you're doing all those searches, how are people still dying? That's my question. If you are doing such a great job with investigating drugs coming into your facility and putting all those measurements in place, how are people still dying? And not at the and she gives the excuse about other facilities, but no facility in the state of Virginia has the death rate than the Richmond Sheriff Department does. Anywhere in the state of Virginia, nobody have the losses. And I heard you say, Jeff, 110, 120, but they actually at 180 positions vacant, and not to include 100 positions that they froze so they could pay overtime, taxpayers' money again, overtime for the vacant positions that they have.
Wow. I did not realize it. 180. Good Lord, man. Is there anybody left there in the jail?
Well, and on that, on top of that, Jeff, you're talking about 180, 189 positions, but she's trying to run those, the jail, the courts, all three courts, civil process, transportation, and all sorts of other measurements that the city require us to, as sheriffs, to handle.
Right.
I don't know how they surviving. And she talks about this, and I heard her on the piece where you question her about being under the state have come under and put them under that work plan.
That's
but
right.
No other, I can't find a city, a county right now, a sheriff department. There's no sheriff department that I know in the state of Virginia right now under a work plan. You might have had one regional jail some while back, but I can't name a sheriff department in the state of Virginia that's under a work plan. And when you question her on that, you see how she dodged the subject and moved on. And so she's given the public, the citizens, a bunch of excuses about why this and why that. She's just doing a poor job, and it's time for her to go.
I think that's a great point, Bill. And I remind everybody, William Burnett is joining us. He is one of the nominees, one of the candidates. Tomorrow is the big election in the city for sheriff. I want to make clear, I hope I've made clear, I don't dislike her. I don't have any qualms about her as a human being. However, over 8 years, I just don't think she has done a very good job. You talk about the lack of staffing. And again, so much contraband getting in. We are now in the day and age, as you well know, of fentanyl. And you have...
Yes.
That's what's getting in. And she talks about how things maybe were 10 years ago or what she would like to do. But by God, why hasn't she done it?
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You're talking about being in office at this point 8 years later, and now you want to bring out all these wonderful programs. And the programs aren't working, because if they were working, people wouldn't be dying. These programs for drug treatment and all that, how do people still continue to die in the place? And then she talked about her budget giving back all 8 years. That's a playbook that she's heard me say, because we actually did give all 12 years back to the city of Richmond. But if people want to Google, all they have to do is look where the city did an investigation. They audited her, and she came back 333% over budget. So how are you giving money back when you have facts from the city that yes. said that you didn't come within budget? You were actually 333% over budget.
All right. I'm glad you raised that, because I attempted to raise that very issue with her. And that's when she said, oh, no, no, I've always given money back. There's never been a problem. No, that 1 year was COVID and we didn't have anybody working and the rest of it. But again, as you point out, that was the auditor in the city of Richmond. I think the request came from the Public Safety Committee of the City Council, but I'm not entirely sure. And it was, to put it mildly, it was not a glowing report, was it?
No, it actually wasn't. I mean, how do you go 333% over budget and then tell the public it's just being untruthful? That's all it was. Yeah. And tell the public that you've given money back every year when the public can Google it and find the information online.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to me that the department is in shambles. The morale is through the floor. She yep. says she treats her employees. People don't leave, Jeff, people don't leave jobs these days. They leave bad management. Yeah. And at the rate that the people are leaving now, when I was lieutenant colonel, we made almost $15,000 less. We dealt with 1,500 inmates, where they're dealing with 500 inmates. Mm-hmm. And they can't manage that place to keep drugs out of the facility. And we would never understaff. Never. We might have had some turnover, which is about 30 or 40 positions, but not at the rate of 180 and sometimes as high as 200. No department in the state of Virginia. I've checked with Norfolk. I've checked with Chesterfield. I've looked into Henrico. Nobody has the numbers and consistently keep those numbers for 8 years solid.
It is amazing. The other part of this, Bill, and I want you to address this, and I will remind everybody, William Burnett is joining us. He is running for sheriff. Tomorrow is the election in the city. One of the things that concerns me, and I don't have, quote, a document, but I have all sorts of people who have reached out to me just saying, hey, you need to know about this. Members of the Richmond Police Department who have said, Jeff, it is taking us 3, 4, 5, 6 hours in some cases to process an arrest, which means there's nobody in the neighborhoods, which means the neighborhoods are that much more dangerous. And it is because the sheriff and her staff are just not getting it done. I also have folks who have said, you have to know something. If we at our agency, and I won't name the agency, but if we at our agency have an option, we always go outside the city. Even if we've got, you know, an arrest in the city, we'll take them somewhere else to lodge him, because we just cannot deal with her and her team. Are you hearing the same things?
Well, I'm going to do it even better than that, Jeff. I'm going to give you some facts. Not too long ago, the public defender's office, the chief public defender, came out and was in the news. It can be Googled. Anybody can find it. And said she has one of the worst relationships with the sheriff department, because she can't get into the sheriff department to serve the most underprivileged people. These are the poor people that need lawyers. And mm-hmm. they have to sit in the lobby for hours and hours in and out. So they can't even get in there to do their job. I'll also give you another example. The chief judge, just not too long ago, again, can be said on the news that mm-hmm. The judges feel unsafe in the courtrooms because they don't have the staffing that they need to protect them in the courthouses. And I can tell you from my own experience, all the way up to the top, that the police department has the worst working relationship with the sheriff department, one that I've never seen in my life before. And I've served as a supervisor and a manager. So I can tell you that these aren't just things that I'm talking about. These facts, I can Google everything that I'm telling you.
Yeah. Wow. What are you hearing from folks in the city? I mean, you've had now the early voting. And tomorrow is the big election day. Do people seem excited about this, interested in the race?
I will tell you that when it comes to sheriff, I can't tell you about the rest, but I can tell you when it comes to sheriff, I've never felt more better about winning this election than ever. I walk through the streets, and some of my guys tell me all the time, Jeff, they say, man, everywhere we go, people are coming out the door, they're asking for signs. But I walked in Lowe's yesterday, and before I got out my car, this one guy, I could tell he was interested. I had my shirt on, said Burn It for Sure, right. And he wanted to talk to me. But then I got to the front door, two people stopped me as I was going into Lowe's. I walked about four more steps, two more people stopped me as I was leaving the store. Another guy stopped me. I can tell you the excitement, the people realize that change needs to come. Yeah. People realize that we going to jail is not a death sentence, right. and we in as well as the African American community, the white community, we need to wake up and realize, you know, giving out food down at the jail is not the answer. It does no good when you're giving food in the parking lot and inside the jail is crumbling down behind you. So the excitement is here. I can tell you the morale in the sheriff department is in an all-time low. As we speak, Jeff, I'm sitting in my house now planning for tomorrow, and I got at least three deputies, former deputies in here that all quit due to Sheriff Irvin treatment.
Wow. Well, I will tell you this. Again, I don't do predictions, and nobody wants my predictions, because if I did, I would have won Powerball or Mega Millions by this point. You know what I mean? I can tell you this, that it has been years since we were able to have the sheriff on the show, and it would indicate to me that perhaps she is a little concerned, and I'm okay with
and
that.
She better be concerned, because this is her last hoorah. Yeah. Come tomorrow night, it'll be a new sheriff in the city of Richmond.
William Burnett, do me a favor. I want to give you the same opportunity I gave to the sheriff for folks who are going out to vote tomorrow. Maybe they still want to learn a little bit more. What is your website again?
My website is William Burnett for Sheriff William Burnett for Sheriff.org. My email address is William Burnett for Sheriff @gmail.com. I'm asking everybody, this is important. I'm going to redefine the sheriff department. I'm going to play a role in reducing crime. I'm going to play a role in helping our youth and substance abuse. I'm asking people to come out and vote for me. It's important. Democrats, independents, Republicans, we need everybody to the poll to make a change in the city of Richmond.
Fair enough. The only promise I ask you to make is if you win tomorrow night, your first interview should be with me. I'm just making a suggestion here.
It will be. I promise you that.
All right. I thank you so much for being here. I wish you the best. That is William Burnett. I remind you that Bill Burnett was Lieutenant Colonel when Sheriff Woody was the sheriff. And he says, way too many inmate deaths, a total lack of cooperation with the police department, with other law enforcement agencies, and a change is needed. So tomorrow we'll find out a couple of hours after the program ends tomorrow, we'll know who the sheriff in the city of Richmond will be. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.